and grab your stash. You'll fit right in on Joined Diddy and.
Now we're recording.
There we go.
Okay. I barely prepared too. I'm really gonna lean on you for this one.
Oh.
Fuck. Well, we could do like a Minnesota.
Lean on me.
I'm out of the car! Perfect. What are you doing? I was doing this for some reason. Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Ooh, I am lit.
Ooh, lit. In more ways than one. You got the sun shining on you.
I think that's, yeah. What's the second way?
Drunk?
Yeah.
I feel tipsy already.
Pleasantly tipsy.
Yeah, I mean, we've had two sips of this rosé. It's delicious.
In a bistro cup I bought on
In a bistro cup, which is deceptively filling.
It looks like a little small, like a cafe creme.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to pay $7 and I'm not going to get drunk. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
But I'm wasted.
This could be a jello shot for all we know.
Yeah, of like lighter fluid. Like, I feel fucked up.
Exactly.
Because I feel like a jello shot wouldn't do it for me. Like, I wouldn't.
At this point, no. Yeah. It has to be like antifreeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did have an uncle who drank antifreeze.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, but not if he was just an alcoholic.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But not in a bad way, just an alcoholic way.
No, it wasn't like a self-harming way. He just really wanted to get fucked up.
Did he live?
Yes. Oh, I won't be telling the story with
him. Oh my god. A weird joke. Tough stock.
Yeah, oh, it was like a second uncle. Like a great, like he's not like, you know, one of my.
Well, now I'm just impressed.
I honestly, these French Canadian jeans.
I feel like.
Those colors don't run.
I could see myself getting in that place.
Whatever the, like, weed version of drinking antifreeze is, like, smoking, like, I don't even
dog
know.
Poop, or just, like, something disgusting.
Oh, you took it from 0 to 10. Like, I don't even know.
Wow, no one followed me there.
Have I told you about the time my dad smoked oregano?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have.
Won't repeat it for the air, because you've already heard it.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, actually, I probably shouldn't tell that story.
You mean the time my dad smoked drugs?
Yes.
That's what you were telling
me. He watched the woman, did some slutty things at Michigan, and then he...
The slutty parts are just lies. Okay, we know that.
Mitch Donitz is a slut, and then I'll say it again.
He would love nothing more than to hear that. Mitch Donitz has a famous short story that he wrote when he was 13 called...
Pot party.
And it was about a party where children were smoking pot. And then their parents came home and they thought it was the cops and they all exclaimed, "Scram! It's the Jams!" And that was the end of the story. And it's referenced often within the home.
Has he sued Aaron Carter already?
No, but Aaron Carter is going to sue us shortly, properly.
Well,
it all comes back around.
Yeah, we have fuel to turn it back on him. What a fabulous...
Did he say Scram, It's the Jams?
No, it was a joke. I was making light of the fact that the story did seem like it was...
It was very similar. It was very similar. He didn't buy my dad's life rights. He just went on with it.
Your dad has also played one-on-one with Shaq. What are the odds?
My dad has played one-on-one with Shaq so many times. Never beat him, but played. So his song would be, "That's When I Played with Shaq."
There it is.
But this is Joined Diddy.
Yes, it is.
And I'm Lauren Dunnitz.
I'm Carrie Lynn Seuss.
Nice to see you.
Oh my god, it's so great to see you. I feel like I don't see you as much anymore.
I know.
It's like if we like are, bleh, we, I feel like we keep, I was about to say, our chemistry for the pod and the nice
We do, well, I mean, is it intentional? Maybe it's subconscious.
Our chemistry or not really seeing each other?
Keeping it for the pod.
Yeah, I think both.
Okay.
I'm doing it intentionally. I feel like you're doing it subconsciously.
I'm subconsciously not hanging out with you to keep our chemistry for the pod, but you're consciously not hanging out with me to keep our chemistry for the pod. Okay, I'm on board.
You get it.
I get it. Yeah, I'm on board. I'm on board.
How you been? Why are you getting high?
I'm getting high, God, so many reasons. I will say I'm not sick anymore, which I'm really proud of. Way more than a month. So many episodes in a row of me being disgustingly ill. And
it was so gross.
It was so gross for everyone else besides me. And I was pretty unpleasant for me, but whatever. I'm so happy to be sitting here with pears and cheese and dried fruit and chocolate and rosé and pot and La Croix aplenty.
We have our engineer back, you should say. Otherwise, yes. There would be no fruit on this table.
Yeah, otherwise we'd all starve. Danny doesn't always press play when he turns the recorder on, but he does always bring treats. And that's significantly more important. You can say hi if you want.
Hello, everyone.
So good to have you back.
Worth the wait.
So good to have you back. Danny, where are you getting high this week? Kiss the mic, dear.
Kiss the mic.
I'm getting high this week to celebrate all of the wonderful events happening, you know, in the Dunnett's home lifestyle. It's Mitch Dunnett's birthday on Monday. Amy just settled into a new home.
Oh my God, yeah, wow.
Lauren and Michael, I'm sure, have their own things going on. Lauren just finished a screenplay.
I did.
Yeah.
Didn't sell it or anything.
You know what I really hate about this podcast?
What?
When it just becomes like Dunnett's family hour.
I mean, that is going to be every podcast. Why did that happen? I'm sorry.
Like, I get it. Your family is fun and you're all doing cool things.
That's the opposite of the truth. All Jewish nerds who do nothing. So I don't know why there's such a false, you know, we're just putting on such a false character. For, yeah.
No, I'm really happy for Amy.
Amy got a new apartment. Amy has a good job. Amy's life is on the up. So we are happy for Amy. She can take care of herself. Mitch, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mitch.
Playing bridge.
Never met you.
Life.
Big fan.
Big fan. Yeah, he deserves it. Jody, she's cool. She's fine.
I've been told not to mention her on the podcast, so I will respect her wishes.
Yeah. We have nothing shitty to say about Jody at this minute. Wait till we get deeper into the episode. Lauren and Michael, cruising. And Danny, happy to have him home. Yeah,
happy to be home.
And Carrie, why are you getting high this week?
You didn't answer why you're getting high.
Oops.
You did the opposite, in fact. You brought our attention to the riches at our table, which was the one reason we shouldn't be getting high.
Correct. Well, what if we're getting high to enjoy those riches?
Oh.
Yeah, see, it's...
Me doing anything that doesn't have a dissociative aspect to it would be very off-brand.
Right, I understand that.
I don't live in the moment. I escape it.
I understand that. What is that 30 Rock joke, though, when he's like...
The 130 Rock joke?
You know that 130? They only made one joke over the course of seven seasons.
One good one.
He's like, oh, I don't think it was the Sabor de Soledad, but she was eating something, and he was like, oh... you're eating Sabor de Soledad, like, what are you mourning and or celebrating? I butchered it greatly, but it was something to that effect.
I need to improve upon it.
And that's kind of what weed is for me. It enhances everything, and it also helps me dissociate as well.
I love that.
That's great. I'm getting high because it's fun, and I want to, and I'm happy to be here with my brother and my very dear friend, Carrie.
Oh, I've been demoted from best to here.
Oh, I feel like that's so much more
listeners,
meaningful.
Listeners, have you caught notice of that?
No, I think it's quite more meaningful.
Wow.
Okay, anyhow.
Well.
Why are you getting high? I'm going to start rolling your joint while we
discuss
this.
I'm getting high because I was just called a very dear friend. And it affected
so
me
insulting.
To my core. You also haven't taken it back. listeners? Wow, she has dug in. I have been demoted, and I am fine with it. Danny is my new co-host. Things are great. I have leveled up.
Welcome to Joint Diddy.
Yeah. We already have a better natural rhythm.
Okay, so why are you getting high? Just because I demoted you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my dog is dying. What are you looking at?
I'm just so excited. I'm so sorry.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
I'm just so excited that I don't. Maybe this has been here all along.
It has been.
But should we smoke it, or are we keeping it for a special occasion?
I can't think of a more special occasion than this.
Okay, well, I'm just so
the
excited.
The end of friendship.
The last one to
to announce that today we're going to be smoking, possibly in addition to the pre-packed sour banana sherbet indica sativa blend from 3118. And then we will possibly also be smoking the Higher Path Platinum Girl Scout Cookies Hybrid. I don't know the date, but it's going to be great.
It's been a while because I came into the Higher Path in months.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do Girl Scout Cookies.
Let's do it. And then we'll also be smoking a little Hades OG Indica Hybrid.
Is this the one we had last week?
No, this is a different one. I've been buying so much pot
recently.
Wow,
are you getting high with some other bitch?
My own self and my dogs. Yeah. One of my dogs is a huge donor. The other one, tolerates
which one?
Boo Boo, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He literally never seems high. He has more energy.
He's just crazy. And this is like the trash pile, right?
Yeah. It is now.
It was not now. Just look at all that trash there.
It is now.
I'm getting high because I lost my friend Carrie. She's so mad at me, and yeah. I just can't deal with it, and that's why.
You seem to be dealing with it just fine.
Well, I am drunk. I feel like if I were sober, I would be really sad about the dissolution of our friendship. No, I really genuinely, like, can't feel my arms. I feel really fucked up right now. I'm stoked about the drive home.
Okay, Danny. Please be a DD. DD, be the DD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys probably drove separately.
We did.
I'm sleeping here.
So, poor Charlie. Charlie has...
Oh, yeah, my dog is dying.
Poor Charlie. The best little boy in the whole world.
Ooh, it's fucked me up. Yeah. Something real. Yes, no. My dog is 13. He's just the most, like, lovable, perfect little mutt on the planet.
Yeah.
And he has had a couple breasts removed. And the vet told us that they were not cancerous, and we rejoiced. And then on Tuesday, after I had a nice little taco lunch by myself in Highland Park, and I got back to my car, my mom called to tell me that they are, in fact, cancerous.
How could they miss that?
I have been very, you know, irate about the vet, but that's also just, like, handling trauma through anger.
But also, like, I don't mean to disparage vets, but I don't know, they all suck.
Look, that's not going to be great for our ad revenue.
So, I mean, sorry, they're all great.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think...
It's just a hard position because animals are hard to... It's just a hard position because animals are hard to communicate with sometimes. And I think that there are a lot of mistakes that are made not at the fault of the vets, but yes. I'm sorry that your family had to go through that.
Thank you. I feel
genuinely.
It.
Genuinely.
I feel it. Yeah, so he has been... 3 months to a year to live, we've been told. But I don't know, I've been with him a lot this past week since finding out, and he's just such a little puppy that it's like, I don't buy it. I think he'll outlive me.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll make sure of it.
Yes. Murder, suicide, or what?
Obviously. I'm going to still yell back both of us.
Okay.
I feel like this is the darker episode than normal, but it's right on the money for me. Also, I feel like my allergies make me.
It's been really bad
realistic. Yes, thank you. Ragweed is a bitch. Much like doggy cancer, but
much like it.
So people always say, but yeah. So I've already sort of been coping all week by myself, and I was driving home on Tuesday after getting the news, and instead of going straight home, I made a hard right on the 101 and took myself to the ArcLight.
Yeah.
To see a 4 p.m. showing of Mission Impossible 6.
That was the right move.
Stands only, just like me, 3 other dads.
Oh my god.
And it was wildly entertaining, and I feel like every hour I have spent since not in Mission Impossible 6 has been a waste of my fucking time.
Ooh. Feel like it was the best Mission Impossible? Because I heard it was overhyped.
Wow. Rude. By one of your best friends? Did they tell you that?
By another dear friend. I won't name names, but...
She sounds great.
He's a gentleman who looks like a Nazi, who I live with. Who's my boyfriend.
Wow. I feel like nothing... Michael thinks everything is overhyped.
Yes.
A home run for me. Oh, it looks so good. I really need to get high. No, but I really like Mission Impossible 6. I
think okay,
it
good.
Like really, the stunts are really cool.
Yeah, I would be so down to see it. I would see those stunts.
See it again.
Oh,
I'll
damn.
See it again.
Damn.
I wish I was there right now.
I want to see that horror movie that, Harold from Harold and Kumar is in, and Deborah Messing.
Is that, like, Missing?
Yeah.
Searching.
Yeah, about the daughter that...
They're derundive.
I feel like that's based on this true story that was featured on Sword and Scale.
Ooh.
About a girl who was Canadian who said she was, like, going to college and that she had an internship at a hospital and all this stuff. And then, I mean, I'm totally making this up because I don't know what the movie ends up being. But, she ended up, like, running away with her boyfriend, stealing a bunch of money, and maybe murdering people. So it was, like, really cool. It was definitely, like, good vibes.
I
want to
see it so bad.
Is that what the movie's about?
I don't know. I just made that up. But I felt like, from what I gleaned from the trailer, they seem similar enough for me to say it on this podcast.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. Do you think we've lost viewers as the episodes have progressed or gained
viewers?
I don't
think we ever had any viewers.
Listeners.
That's a good question. I was talking to someone the other day who said that she'd listened to an episode.
Oh, that was nice.
I said it was great.
Who was it? Or which episode, rather?
I don't know. I didn't ask any follow-up questions. I went a little in the dark. But I can just a thumbs up and like a thank you. I didn't even ask. We'll cut this. I didn't even ask which one. Why?
We have the power of analytics. We could look into this and see what our most popular episode is and everything on our Podbean website.
Oh my god. But this fucking Podbean. Are
I know.
You getting like
yeah.
kickback?
I do. I get a kickback. I charge you for half of the yearly subscription and then they pay me back.
I knew my money was going down the drain. Oh.
Yeah.
You roll a really beautiful joint. I feel like that doesn't get enough credit.
Thank you so much. I don't think we've ever discussed it.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. You roll a great joint. You're so great at smoking weed.
Okay.
You're pretty.
Oh, thank
you. Your hand coordination is fabulous. Can you keep going? Or what else did your friend do in this moment?
Just continue the compliments, probably.
Well, then I guess I'll stop.
But you are a dear friend. I think a best friend would stop. Anyhow.
Nailed it.
Okay. Well,
yes. Anyways, please see Mission Impossible 6. Sponsor us Tom Cruise. Sponsor us Scientology.
Yeah.
I really want to go to brunch there.
At Scientology?
Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant.
Are you allowed to do that?
I think so. You have to, like, stand up to a little bit of amount of proselytizing, but it's no different than the Magic Castle.
Ugh. There's so much proselytizing at the Magic Castle.
So much. We don't talk enough about how pervy magicians are.
Or how male-dominated the industry is. You're not. There's no female magicians.
I think that's what I meant by pervy. I just knew all males are perverts.
Ah, fair enough.
Included.
Danny and I went to the Magic Castle recently. And
I saw it. It looked so fun. I guess you only had 2 tickets.
I didn't have any tickets. He brought me. So you can talk to him. But
I'm fine.
We saw children musicians. Magician.
So, was it a special night?
Yeah. Adolescent.
No children. I don't know if adolescent is anything to write home about.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and they were all fucking male.
That is horrifying. It really does start from the ground up.
I'm sorry. I grinded up too much pot.
I can't tell the difference. Oh!
There's still going to be a lot left over in your thingy, isn't it?
That's fine. We'll get another joint.
Okay, great.
Also, you have another smoker today.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe we'll have to roll a second one.
Oh my
god. We did say we wanted to get properly high. Whoa. I'm already there.
Whoa.
Okay. Are we boring yet or is this good?
I think it's the right amount boring.
Okay, cool.
Yay.
Well, should we talk about
anything else
book?
Going on?
Oh.
The book.
Sorry. I mean, I'm fine to talk about other stuff. I'm fine to talk about other stuff. Kiss the mic.
Kiss the mic.
Kiss it.
Is there anything else going on?
No.
Kavanaugh?
Ugh, do we have to talk about that? Just, it's just like all day long. So awful, so boring.
No, some of us care about our rights being violated.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're just being pummeled by the brutality of the moment all day fucking long. Every day I come here to escape.
Okay, true.
We have 25 minutes till my meter is up.
Okay, so let's talk about the book. Okay.
You know what I love about coming over to your house?
What?
We get high with the door closed, which I just feel like is the most adult move of all time.
There is a window.
I don't care. It's not in my sight. I just think it's so nice. I get really peevy when I am smoking with friends and they make me go outside.
Really?
Pot, not cigarettes. Of course you have to smoke cigarettes outside.
Yes, of course.
But pot is an indoor activity because then you go to bed.
Exactly. I have a dinner after this, but exactly. I also, the only reason we don't is because of the sound quality issues, but now I'm so grateful.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks so good. It looks so big and juicy.
It is. It's like a big, juicy green dick.
Gotta cut that. I'm kidding.
I don't care.
I want to save the part of me saying cut that.
The whole thing stays.
It's part of my brand.
It's telling me to shut the fuck up.
Like a dear friend.
Okay, what did we read this week?
Okay, this week we read Goodbye Vitamin.
By Rachel Kong.
A novel by Rachel Kong. I will say that I went into this with 2 different thoughts. One is that my really good friend, a dear friend, you might say.
Oh, she's going to be so pissed that you called her that?
No, Maddie's a bigger person than I am. Maddie recommended this to me and recommended it to us in the Sunshine Midsummer reading list.
Yeah, she did.
And so I know how dear this book is to her. And so I had, and she was great taste, so I was like, okay, I had that in the back of my head. And then I also had Khloe Kardashian's recommendation.
What? I don't think
that's in my book jacket.
I don't think that's in mine.
Yeah. Mine is, it's like a bunch of like cool people, and it's like literary things, and then it's, and it's like Lauren Groff, who wrote Florida and Fates and Furies, who I respect tremendously.
Well, I recommend you pick up a hard copy, because I do not have Khloe Kardashian anywhere near mine.
I gotta get me a hard copy, because Khloe, is there an accent?
Khloe.
Is it Khloe?
Yeah.
Wow, fuck me up, Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian says about Goodbye Vitamin, proves that life can be equally painful and funny. And she said that in the Khloe Kardashian
She's a smart one.
Official app. That's what people always say.
Actually, they used to say about Courtney, I think.
Yeah.
Khloe was the...
Brody? He's Jenner.
Yeah, he's the smart one. That's what they would
say. Always. Brody got all the brains.
Yeah, that's what they've always said since the Hills days.
Exactly. So I came into this with a few different, like, instincts. Like, oh my god, men go great taste. Oh my god, Khloe. Mm. You know, Good American Jeans. It's like, I don't even know. I couldn't...
Which way's up, which way's down.
Exactly. And I love to, like, have a preconceived notion that I can either confirm or deny.
Sure.
And I will say I felt that both Maddie and Khloe almost undersold this book.
Whoa!
I know. Oh, maybe I liked it more than you did. I'm so excited! Okay, should we get into the summary?
Def.
Okay. Wow, I feel like I gave away. What did I do? I gave away the milk when I was getting the cow for free. Oh, that's a different expression.
Stop giving away the milk! You're getting the cow for free! Cows don't grow on trees.
Damn it, damn it. You're so right. Okay, so I don't know why I didn't prepare a summary, because you always do such a great job. Having not prepared one.
I don't know why you need to sit here and insult me.
I know. I want to be a better improviser. So, the summary. Can I get a vowel? No, I'm kidding. I'm great at this. So the book is about a girl named Ruth, who, it's less like a plot-driven book than it is more of like a study of life and love and family.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
I would.
So Ruth just had a bad breakup with this guy, Joel.
He was a dum-dum.
That's a horrible guy. And she basically, I think I'm bearing the lead. Ruth, she's like a little bit older than us, like 30. She moves back home after Christmas for a year because her dad is, his mental health is declining because he has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So the book is basically just like a year, a slice of life. I don't know if a year could be a slice. A pie. A big old pie of life.
Yeah.
Of
a personal pie.
A personal pie.
A 6-inch pie.
Personal pie at LAX.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
No, this was like SLC. Definitely like a really artisan baker.
Oh, this I don't book. Trust an artisan baker with a personal pie.
Really?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I want my crust to be 75% of a pizza.
Oh.
And my pepperoni to be perfect circles.
Oh.
And very red.
I thought we were talking about, like, sweet pies, not pizza pies. But I know you said pizza pie 3 times, but I also thought concurrently we were talking about baked pies.
Look, I can hold 2 things in my head at once.
And I can hold 2 things in my belly at once.
Ooh, new tagline.
Mm-hmm.
That was so dumb. It was so perfect. I love you. So, yes, that's what this book is about. No, I'll give more details. But that is the general book. And it's basically written almost like a, kind of like a diary.
Yeah, basically like, the dad had written a diary of things that she said to him when she was a child.
Yes, the dad is Howard. She is Ruth, as I said.
Yes.
And so, yes, he keeps like a, it's like
a baby book.
A little baby book, exactly. Of like, quirky, let me see if I can find a good example. Of just,
she said
like,
a lot of cute things to him.
So many cute things. It's actually, like, really fucking adorable, and I love that section so much, and it didn't at all, like, break my heart.
No,
my dad never loved me. Okay, let's do, I can't find, like, a really great one, but here's one, like, a little entry that he wrote. And so she interweaves the entry that he wrote about her.
They kind of punctuate the moments, right?
Yes. And so it's basically, like, it's basically just, like, a first-person novel about what it's like to live at home for this year, as she's kind of watching her dad, sort of disintegrate. Disintegrate is too strong a word, but you know what I mean. Decline. And so here's one of that her dad wrote about her in her baby book. Today you asked if I'd ever watched a moth eat clothes, and I replied, honestly, no. Today you said you didn't believe it. Today you admired a magnolia tree, and I told you that it was one of the Earth's oldest plants, that the flowers are so big because beetles used to crawl into them carrying the pollen on their legs. And you asked, why should I believe you? And that was a very good question. So it was kind of, like, cute, like, you know, just, like, sweet. Yeah, I was Gilmore like, Girls-y.
It wasn't too precocious, though, the stuff that she said. Like, there's one entry where he says, today I told you to behave, and you said, I am behaving.
Yes.
Like, but as two separate words.
I love that.
It was very cute.
I love that. One's like, he was like putting baby powder on her brother.
No, I told you to behave. I am being have.
That's or I am said. A have.
I think she said, I'm being have.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute either way, but yours is cuter.
I can't take credit for it. Rachel Palm, good job.
Yeah, one time he's putting baby powder on her brother, and she's like, stop putting salt on him! And I just thought that was funny. Thank you.
They were really tasteful. They were really cute.
Really cute. So, she's, like, living at home. She's just had a really bad breakup. We should also say this is one of the many books now we've read that, like, takes place around L.A., but yeah. Not in L.A.
Yeah.
It's, like, some... I couldn't even, like,
very
think
confusing.
What summer.
Me too. Was that intentional?
I don't know. If there was talk of Riverside, there was talk of Rancho Cucamonga. Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking clue.
Me neither.
Some Fontana. Place in South Bay. What'd you say?
Fontana.
Some place. Alhambra. She mentioned Alhambra.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some place sort of like maybe more like East or South Bay.
Inland Empire.
Okay.
So it's a very sweet, heartbreaking story. Also, at some point you find out that she wasn't coming home for a few years because her dad had an affair and her mom was really sad.
And but that was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be around her mom so sad. It was going to be too much for her to bear. So there's, like, this other underlying tension where her mom's like, you weren't around and I needed you.
Yes.
But you're around for your dad.
Yes.
That
ooh.
Sucks.
Good point. Yeah, it was, like, she basically had stayed away from the house for as long as she could.
Yeah.
And then it was clear, like, his health was declining so quickly. And we should also say he was a professor. I'm not really sure. I was picturing, like, a Pomona.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's a history professor.
Yeah.
And now her younger brother refuses to come home.
Linus.
And help during this dad's decline because he was so much younger. So he was living at home during the affair. And he's like, I'm on mom's side.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas Ruth can kind of be, like, has a little bit more distance about it. Then she conspires with one of, because her dad is not allowed to teach at the university anymore.
Yeah.
Because he is sort of losing his faculties, and she conspires with one of his graduate students to basically teach a fake class, on California history, and that's, like, a fun, and then it's, like, really heartbreaking when he finds out that it was fake all along.
Yeah, but then she ends up getting together with that grad student.
She gets together with him, so, like, it's a great little tie-up and a love knot.
Theo?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically all there sort of is by way of plot. Like, there isn't, at the end, it's really sad how much I have to concentrate to smoke weed. At the end, he's just been declining a lot. He's been, like, leaving the house. They have to sort of baby-proof the whole house.
Yeah, leaving clothes around town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it for plot. It was really simple and
very, very, like, simple is a great word. I feel like I always say things are easy to read derogatorily, and I don't mean it in this case. Like, it was very accessible, but still quite poignant, and I didn't feel like, she has a very easy to enjoy, like, writing style as well, you know?
I love.
It was kind of a mix of.
Do you remember
saying? Yeah, sure, a little bit. Like I said, very accessible, but, you know, she has a nice vocabulary at her disposal, and she wasn't. I feel like when you read Alison Bechdel, it's like hits you over the head with how fucking smart she is.
I agree.
And it's awe inspiring, but it's not necessarily smooth to read. And this provided lots of large words, but it was still, I don't know, it didn't feel like she was lecturing you with how smart she was.
It was hella smooth.
Yeah, it was like, hella smooth was really what I was trying to say.
I can always read your mind.
Yeah.
Grapes. And I thought it was really funny. Like,
it was funny.
It was really just witty and, I don't know. It was like she, you didn't get a sense that she was like so far outside the story that,
it all felt very real in that it was sad, but not saccharine. And like, there was a distance that I feel like a lot of people would have when they're actually in that moment in order to survive it. And, yeah, it just felt very honest, the whole thing.
It was so honest. It was also, I should say, so the whole, so the device starts in the beginning with her kind of quoting the baby book. And then there's a moment in sort of like the last third of the book where she sort of changes, the, okay, yeah, it's on page 159 of my paperback copy. She changes, she starts addressing it to her dad, almost as if she's writing a baby book.
Yeah,
her dad,
right, right.
Which is, I thought was so beautiful and so Benjamin Button. And just, like, the commentary it was making on, like, being a caretaker and...
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so beautiful.
The circle of life.
Like, it really, yeah, she basically, like, the whole time... She was talking about, it was her dad, and, like, this is this. And then she starts addressing, you did this.
Yeah.
And you ate these vegetables. And
yeah.
And you ate your pancakes with your hands. And, like, it doesn't come off condescending
no.
or patronizing in any way. It's very, it's just really sweet.
There's there is such a reverence and respect for her dad, even
mm-hmm.
while he is declining. I feel like that's why it never feels, unpalatable in any way,
mm-hmm.
like, or disrespectful or anything like that. And
so
it was just very well done.
It was really well done.
I think so.
It broke my heart. It was
yeah.
just, like...
It's really sad.
I feel like I cried a lot.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
Okay.
I don't... know.
Yet again.
The book of...
Your hair sign bullshit.
I don't think I've ever cried reading a book.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Have you read Little Women?
No.
Okay.
And I've read sad stuff. And it makes me sad. But...
Have you read Cujo?
No. But I won't see that movie either. That one's... I would probably... I don't think I would
Any
cry.
Dog book I would cry.
I don't think I would... I've cried during every dog movie.
Of
I cried during happy dog movies.
Of course.
But I don't think that... I would cry while reading... Maybe I would. Maybe if I read Cujo, I would fucking cry.
Maybe.
I don't love that quality in myself only because I feel like some people who only love animals and don't like people are just, like, so gross. But I do feel like animals are sadder.
I agree. And I don't... I don't.
No,
think
people
you're
are
one of
super
people.
Sad, too. But
in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're one of those people that, like, can't access her emotions for people.
Thank you, I really
you're
do
definitely
appreciate
not one of those
I
people
do appreciate that.
At all.
Like, all do, I know we love LVP, but, like, she's one of those people who, like, doesn't give two fucks about humans and only likes dogs.
Who?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, that's a little, it can be a little problematic.
Yeah, it's just, like, what one of the other ladies said to insult her, but it was, like, true. I don't remember who.
I feel like I'm a season behind. Has the next season started yet?
No.
Mm.
But it was like, I don't know, maybe it could have been like 8 years ago. Who knows? I got it all right here.
I do like Elon Musk. Did you see that video of him on the on our main competitor, the Joe Rogan Experience podcast?
My God, Joe Rogan is doing a way better job than us at this brand.
He's always literally number one.
Yeah.
And they smoked weed together.
Wait, what?
Elon Musk and Joe Rogan smoke weed together. Elon Musk is just such a nerd.
Yeah.
And he just, like, so doesn't inhale.
Oh.
I feel like I'm Elon Musk.
Yeah, you are. I'm definitely, in
You're
our relationship.
You're definitely Joe Rogan.
There is no question about it. None of this Jackie Marilyn bullshit. We know who we're saying. It is dead on. And what else? I don't know.
What did you think about the book overall? And then we'll get into some themes and...
I...
And, oh, do you have to put money in the meter?
We have 10 minutes. I don't know what we should do. Well, I don't think we need to wrap up in 10 minutes. Is that Elon Musk? I feel sad for Elon Musk right now. I feel like he is...
So embarrassing. It's so
really,
mean.
Like,
something,
going off the deep end.
Something bad is happening.
Yeah, right?
You know,
not because of the podcast, because of everything else he does to himself. like Twitter stuff and
oh, Grimes, Azealia Banks.
Yeah, he's just going nutty. Like Amber Heard was one thing, but this is like a whole new level.
I forgot about Amber Heard.
Yeah. No, he just it's all Tesla. He just needs to like figure that shit out.
Yeah,
no,
because the car's murdering people.
No.
Aren't they?
No, he has to prove that the company can be profitable. He promised that it would be in this quarter. So, and he's been working like 20-hour days for the last year. And he's going crazy.
But the cars are also hurting people.
That's, what are you talking about?
No, they were blowing up. There was like many different instances.
Oh, I saw one on dailymail.com.
Yeah, there was Anne Mary McCormick's husband.
Exactly, that's what I saw.
And there was another one.
Who cheated on her with Catherine McPhee.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, David Foster?
No. Mary McCormick's husband.
Is David Foster?
No.
Isn't he with Catherine McPhee?
Yeah, this is years ago.
Oh.
They stayed together, Mary McCormick and her husband.
Who's the husband?
I don't know, some random director.
Oh.
I don't respect directing. And they hooked up. And what's her name? Catherine was otherwise spoken for.
By whom?
She was married. Some rando.
Oh.
Probably director.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No, Catherine McPhee... I'm not gonna slut shame.
Whoa.
On this episode.
Whoa.
Bitch gets around.
Here's what I'll say though.
I'd love to hear it.
Living with David Foster is its own punishment. And he seems like really conservative and brutal to be around.
Okay, question.
Although his daughters are quite funny and appealing, yes.
Sure.
Erin and Sarah.
Would you rather have Lyme disease or share a bed with David Foster?
Share a bed with David Foster. But I still think that it would...
Twist!
Very
okay.
rich. She's very rich. That's why anyone is doing it.
Okay, fair.
But I do think that whatever shaming others might want to put upon Catherine, she's already bearing the brunt of that problem.
Okay, true. I have a second question.
Yeah.
Kill, fuck, Mary.
Yeah.
David Foster.
Okay.
David Foster Wallace.
Okay.
Florence Foster Jenkins.
Okay, I'm gonna go home. You guys can do your own thing. This is not my scene anymore.
It doesn't need to be answered. It's just the excellent delivery.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Danny, you can answer it.
No, I have no. It doesn't need to be answered. It's all about the delivery.
Thank you. I still would like to hear your input, but
I don't know. I don't care about Florence Foster Jenkins or David Foster Wallace. I only care about David Foster, about all of those people. I would
marry Florence Foster Jenkins, obvi.
No, you marry the money.
He's on his fifth wife. There's no money left.
I think there's a bunch of money. They're all married.
I don't think so.
Linda Thompson got married again.
Shit.
I have to put mine in the air soon. Now. Linda Thompson got married again. Yolanda got married again. Oh, no. He's paying Yolanda still. Oh, no. Yolanda gets money from fucking Muhammad.
Doesn't matter.
I think
that's matters. Although they have kids.
I think Yolanda gets a bunch of money from Muhammad.
I still think that pie, that personal pie is just like a lot of emaciated blonde women biting at it. I can put money in there.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Thanks, Dan. We took a little pause because I pooped my pants. And we're back now. So, I'm sorry about that, guys. You know I have stomach issues. I can't help it. I just feel very comfortable with my jointed eating family. I'm going to be honest. That's what happened. It's not a big deal. I've since put on clean pants and reacquainted myself with the restroom.
Oh, my God. How long is this dick going to go on? We're fine. Okay, great. Things are great.
Should we talk about the book? I like the book a lot.
Okay, me too. I love the book. Did you like it as much as me?
Yeah, okay. I did. Do you want me to tell you what I think we should read next week? We haven't discussed it off air yet.
Well, not there yet, but sure.
No, I'll wait till my turn.
Well, I thought that there were like lines that were fun. Or themes about aging and Marvel. I don't know. Do we do the book justice? Is my real question.
No.
Do we do any book justice?
We did not do this book justice. Well, I think the book we did last time, like, we applied the appropriate amount of respect to.
I could not agree more.
But this one we did not do justice. Yes, correct.
I think this book is just, like, sacred.
That's just how the cookie crumbles, I think.
Okay. I love this book. I thought it was really great. I think it's hard. Photos are still updating.
Hours. Give it hours.
What are we reading next week, Lauren?
That's what I was going to say. We haven't discussed it off air yet, so it has not been pre-approved. But what if we read Crazy Rich Asians? It's also on the Staunchly Summer reading list.
Oh!
Midsummer reading list, sorry. But
That's so not what I thought you were going to say.
I haven't seen the movie yet, so it won't be a spoiler for me. Have you seen the movie?
I have.
Oh, then we shouldn't read it.
Oh, I would still happily read the book. It's really good.
Are you sure?
I thought you were going to choose All We Got in the Dark.
Oh, I want to read All We Got in the Dark.
But let's do All We Got in the Dark. Rotations.
Well, let's do Crazy Rotations another time because you've seen the movie. Let's do All We Got in the Dark.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. So deaf sure. I forgot that we ever spoke about that.
I forgot to choose the last because it's the only reason why.
I don't know, but I'm so down to read it.
Are you sure?
Most 100% definitely.
Okay.
So I think we should read All Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara. Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay. So she was married to Patton Oswalt. She had a very sad, untimely death, but she really helped bring the Golden State Killer to justice. She helped really make his case a cohesive, did a lot of the investigative work that the police were too busy and couldn't apply to this case to do. And now she's passed, but they've got the Golden State Killer.
They got him.
And we're just going to kind of read her book about that journey, which started as like a New Yorker or New York Magazine article. LA Weekly. I think it was LA Weekly. But it started as a big article. And then, I don't know, maybe it was somewhere better than that. It was somewhere good. She's respected. Then it became a book. And it'll be very like My Favorite Murder. They've talked a lot about it, but we're obviously going to have a super fresh take on it.
Oh, for sure.
Really, really fresh.
Nothing recycled, just really new, fresh, yeah. Current.
Yeah.
Hip.
And then we're going to, it's like true crime, whatever. We haven't done any true crime or true memoir books yet.
I don't think so.
But this will be really easy to talk about because there's a clear villain.
Yes.
Like, what my fear about memoir or nonfiction is that I feel a little, even if, whatever, I feel a little iffy about judging real people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not in my personal life, but on the podcast. And, this book has a clear villain, so it'd be really easy to judge him.
Yeah.
He's like a rapist murderer, so it'll be really
could not be clearer.
Fun. Yeah.
I mean, you can make a broader argument about like the socio and economic, like the way we socialize men in this country. But yes, he is a villain.
Yeah,
and we'll make that argument.
Yeah. So join us for I'll Be Gone in the Dark next week.
Yes. And read Goodbye Vitamin.
Yeah.
Thanks for the ride, Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Maddie. Goodbye Vitamin by Rachel Kong. Thanks, Carrie.
Goodbye you.
Oh, goodbye.